It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
$1,111 for the impossible question. This will be a great prize for someone. It's a good bet. You're not doing this. What aren't you doing? I don't know. Do you think we're getting an answer today?
That's a tough one. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Because every time I say yes, we don't.
Oh.
So that's why.
All right. Leanne, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What is your guess?
I'm going to say it's a good bet. We are not cleaning our oven.
Not cleaning the oven. I hate that smell when you do like this.
That is so funny.
What is that?
For years, my mom used to not clean the oven because I would complain so much about the smell. She'd wait till I'd go away or go to a friend's house. And then I hate that smell.
My mom used to open all the windows and the doors when she would do it because it was so bad. That cannot be good for us.
No, it can also be toxic for small like birds. They say you got to be really careful if you have birds in your house, like a pet bird. They say don't do that when you clean your oven. You're auto cleaning the oven. So.
But a dirty oven.
I've never done it.
But do you clean your oven?
I don't. And here's my theory. I think I'm on my third oven.
Oh, you just buy a new
one. I mean, they don't last. They don't last long enough to clean. Is my point.
Yeah. Or maybe it's not lasting long because you're never cleaning it.
There's crap caked in it.
We're talking you through this one, Leanne.
Leanne, good guess, but not the correct answer.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Have a great day.
You too.
Oh, there is somebody who does these like cleaning tips, and there's one for the oven. I forget what the mixture is, but it like involves vinegar and this and that, whatever. But it looks like you kind of like lay it on the glass of the. You open the oven, you lay it on the glass of the oven, and like everything wipes off. I haven't tried it yet, but. Leanne, maybe
it usually just looks amazing on social media,
I know.
And then you go to do it. It drips everywhere. You got things here. You go, why did I try this?
And nothing comes off.
Right. It's like, this is disgusting. Get me the old cleaner.
Wait, did you see the ones I sent you this morning?
Oh my gosh. I literally, they were the most amazing cleaning videos. It was like watching my favorite movie. I was like, I can't wait to try this one.
I know.
This one.
Bobby and I share cleaning tips on Instagram.
So, yes, exactly. That's what we're known for.
Keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101, $1,111. It's a good bet. You're not doing this. What aren't you doing? $1,111 this morning. A huge chunk of change for you to win for the impossible question. It's a good bet. You're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Seems like most people have gotten the clue as to what the category is. We have Candace on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good.
All right. Well, let's see if we can make your day even
better.
What do you think the answer is?
Is it drinking enough water?
So it's a good bet we're not drinking enough water.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk to my mom? Because she would have said that. No, no one drinks enough water in her
book. Not drinking enough water. The air quality today is too high. You're not drinking enough water. Got to drink that water.
Yep.
I need an oil change on my car. Did you drink water today?
My oven is still dirty. Did you drink water?
Did you drink water?
That's her
My oven's still dirty, too.
Hey, just buy a new one. We learned that tip before. That's another great tip. Just buy another one.
Yeah, Leanne doesn't clean her oven.
Yeah, just buy another one.
Candace, good guess. My mom would love you for it, but it is not the correct answer.
Oh, dang. All right. Well, thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hello. How you doing today?
We're good. You think you got the right answer?
Yes.
All right. Give it to us.
I think cooking a meal.
Okay, so
actually cooking dinner.
So it's a good bet we're not cooking a meal.
Right, we're not cooking a meal.
Oh, that's a great guess.
That is a good guess, Tina, but sorry.
You're in the category. We're in the category.
Oh, and here's my thing with the cooking as like leaving recipes for your kids. My daughter's asked me how to make spaghetti sauce, and I was at it, and I said, you just take the spice and just kind of do a circle. Until it fills the bottom of the crock pot. And then take another one and do the same circle. That's my measurement.
That's
one
a good,
turn
yeah.
around the crock pot.
One turn around the crock pot. I like it, Tina. Thank you for always listening to us. We love you.
Always. I'm going to try again, though.
All right, you try again. Have a great...
And I still was writing down the answers. Drinking water, cleaning the oven.
Okay.
That's lemon juice and baking powder.
All right, well, write down that you had a good guess this morning.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Monique.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you're the last guest for this round. If you don't get it right, we'll do it again at 9:10. But you have one guess, Monique. What do you think it is? It's a good bet. We're not doing what?
We're not having breakfast foods just for breakfast or dinner foods for just dinner. We're mixing it up.
Ooh, I do like a good breakfast for dinner every once in a while. Have some pancakes at dinner time.
That was always a treat. Like, yeah. I loved mm-hmm. that. My son, no. He's
what?
Like, absolutely not. He goes, why would you make me pancakes for dinner?
So
they are for breakfast.
That's my sister Allison. My mom on Monday night dinner, every once in a while, will do a breakfast for dinner. But she always does it when Allison can't be there.
Yeah.
Because Allison's like, I hate that. And we're like, no, it's so good.
Yeah, he just can't. Like, that is not routine. That is not a breakfast. Or that's not, you know, a dinner food. We are not having that. So I don't do it. I don't get to eat pancakes for dinner anymore.
Brett, breakfast?
I eat anything at all times. I had a hot dog at like 8 in the morning the other day.
You did?
You did.
A lot of people do pizza for breakfast.
I yep. love cold pizza for breakfast. Yep. That's always good.
That's a good one, too.
Monique, we love your guess, but yep. it's not quite the answer we're looking for.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, Monique. You know, there is, have you ever had breakfast pizza that's made
yeah.
with like eggs and...
No, I've never had breakfast pizza. I've only just had the cold pizza that I was like, ooh, I need to
have this. Bobby, you will gain 30 pounds if I introduce you to this.
Okay.
It is.
Then please do not introduce this
to me. The most delicious thing you'll ever have.
So I'm guessing they put eggs and everything on it.
Oh, yeah. You can get bacon. You can get sausage.
Oh, boy.
And it's like the cheese is, oh, my gosh. It's so good.
And did you say mimosa?
Yeah.
Okay, you did. Okay, good.
Parrot.
Good. Nice.
Yes. You know who introduced me to pizza? The Fraternal Order of Police. We used to do a lot of work with them.
You had never heard of pizza?
You never heard of pizza before?
I'm sorry, the breakfast pizza.
Okay, I was going to say, wow.
You know who introduced me to pizza?
Yeah, the Fraternal Order of Police.
No,
yeah.
that as a kid?
Yeah, you know, the Pope introduced me to baseball. What?
No, that pizza, they brought it to us. They would give it to us for breakfast.
Okay.
It was, oh my gosh.
Oh,
it's so
great.
You have to try it.
All right, hey, Fraternal Order of Police, we support you. Bring us some breakfast pizza.
Brett, you can't have any.
Yeah, you know what else I can't have? I can't have the spicy brown mustard because you stole it. I wanted another hot dog when I left the other day, but no spicy brown.
I took the spicy brown mustard with me. All right, we're going to do a second round of the impossible question at 9:10. We've got $1,111 still to give away. $1,111 for the impossible question. This is the last round of the week. If we don't get a winner, it'll be $1,212 on Monday morning. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Nicole and Dwayne are on the line. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Wonderful. Dwayne is in the car. We're driving our son to basketball camp today.
Where's basketball camp?
It's at Alvernia College.
Oh, okay. All right, well, good luck with
university.
That.
It's in Berks County.
You could probably use over $1,000, right?
yeah.
All right, Nicole and Dwayne, what's your guess?
Our guess was no one makes a full course meal anymore.
Like, what do you mean, like the different courses of a meal, like appetizer, main course, like that?
Like an appetizer, a main dish, a salad, dessert.
That's a great guess.
That is a good guess. I do like a full course meal if I can ever have one.
I want the whole thing.
I'm definitely not cooking that.
And you want sorbet, too, to cleanse the palate before.
I do.
Yes, of course.
Of course I want sorbet.
She definitely wants a sorbet.
Oh, guys, sorry. That is not the correct answer.
Oh, have a great weekend.
You too.
Have fun at basketball camp.
We will. Thanks.
Have you ever had like a 14 course meal? Like one of those 14? Like really like one of those huge ones where it's like you like a fancy 5-star restaurant kind of thing?
I've never. No.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't 14, but it was definitely like there were multiple and you got sorbet in between each one of them, which I kind of liked. It doesn't fill you up. You take like just a bite or two of it and supposedly mm-hmm. it cleanses
My
your palate.
Mafia run. Time when
there
I worked at the sorbet all the time when I used to run the mafia restaurant as a child.
I used to eat all the sorbet. You went from working there to running the
Pretty much I
restaurant.
Ran that place.
He
I was like 16 years old. I was bartending at 16. I was scooping out the sorbet. I was
Kingpin
doing everything.
Bobby.
Yeah, I was, yep. What was your mob name?
Baby.
He can't say that.
Baby Bobby.
Booby. Babe Booby.
Baby Bobby. I like
Baby
that.
Bobby.
Baby Bobby.
Was that our first caller?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna do another round of this. Keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Is it Friday?
Can you tell us Friday?
$1,111 for the impossible question. Last round of it here. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? All right, Nicole, what is your guess?
Reading books in hand or the newspaper.
Oh, like actually physically having them in your hand instead of having it on a tablet kind of thing?
Yes.
I do know people. Like, my mom was so upset when the Courier Post, I believe, stopped printing the actual newspaper. I think she was the last subscriber of that. And she does not like on her iPad at all.
I just switched over to the Kindle.
Okay.
And
I love the Kindle.
Verdict?
I know. I love it. I love the Kindle. Yep. I always was like, nope, I want a book. I want to turn the pages. No, it's like lighter in my hand. It's right there. It's so easy. Nicole, good guess, but not the correct answer.
All right. Well, thank you.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kathy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
All right. It's a good bet we're not doing this. What do you think we're not doing?
I'm going to go for some old style, like, we're not making casseroles anymore. Like,
Stuffing
a can of cream of mushroom and anything. Put it in the oven at 350 for 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's my
Dave,
mom right there.
Are you saying this because you know I hate casseroles?
No, I did not know you didn't hate casseroles.
Like, if that word is in it, I am not eating it. Like, why would I want to eat that creamy disgustingness?
They're good.
Right, it's kind of like a Jell-O mold.
Yes. Ew. So gross.
I'm just going to hit the buzzer now, Dave. She's going to gross out. And I still need her.
Oh, man. Yep. Well, I made your day for you, Bobby.
Hey, it makes me feel good hitting that buzzer. I know. You know it.
I know it does.
Dave, have a great weekend.
All right, you too, guys. Thanks.
I was going to say, what if my mom makes what? It's a Mexican casserole and she calls it a casserole.
No, that's disgusting.
Like ole.
No.
No? Okay.
That sounds gross.
Doesn't add any whimsy?
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
She's
like, what the heck?
All right, Julie, it's a good bet we're not doing this. What are we not doing?
We're not cooking from scratch. We're just buying those pre-made meals and making it that way. Mm.
I need a recipe, though. Like, I can't cook from scratch. I need to know exactly how much goes in it. Actually, who am I kidding? I'm not actually even cooking at all.
Yeah, I'm not either. Julie. Great guess.
I know. Julie's been really close like 2 days in a row.
Yep. Great guess.
Oh, no.
Not it.
So Julie, Monday morning, $1,212.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'll be on it.
Okay. And who's our friend? It's Tina who takes notes on
she's taking notes. So Tina heard that. She's taking notes.
Yeah, she is definitely taking notes. You should be taking notes too. $1,212.
You too, Brett. You should be taking notes.
On what?
We gave Brett a notebook yesterday. How is your note-taking
going? Oh,
yeah.
How's the notebook going? Give him a notepad to remember and remind him of doing things. Let's see. How's it going?
What do you want to know?
First of all.
Did you put anything in it today?
Yes, Kathy. Oh. And it's already crossed off.
Oh. Okay, I see one that's not crossed off. What is that?
Oh, that's just something I have to put in my calendar. That's not an actual, like, to-do. It's just that.
Okay.
Look at you.
I'm going to have to.
He's growing up right in front of our eyes, Kathy.
I'm going to have to
right
sit
in front
with
of
Bill.
Our eyes.
Is Bill scary? I don't know him that well. Yeah? I'm going to have to sit with him.
No.
Bill's not scary
at all.
Nope.
Just talk about, find something to talk about golf.
Golf,
and you guys
you're
will be
good.
Okay.
Bobby, our baby's growing up.
He's growing up. He's got notes. He's becoming a little more organized. It's amazing.
he's just like us.
Just a little bit.
He'll get there. Thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great weekend, and we will all be back on Monday.